Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and I'm interviewing, maybe for the last time, my favorite guest on the podcast. Kim Fuller has appeared regularly, and we have dealt with a lot of issues over the last 2 years. And so he's back for one final time. Kim, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And so I've been asking around what's on people's minds. And the first thing that came up is we've got two candidates for two board positions. Why are we going through this drill?
Very simply, CC&Rs and bylaws require it. We do not have a provision that says when there's an election unopposed that they can just be elected by affirmation. There was actually a bill before the state governor in order to allow this, and it was turned down because of other items in the bill, so they wouldn't sign off. So a lot of HOAs go through this. So currently, we have to do the election, which means be sure to vote, because if we have to do it over, it's another $10,000, because we have to hire an outside company to come watch the election to make sure we do it legally correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The second thing that I've been hearing is landscaping issues. I mean, let's put it this way. In the residents' estimation, there's plenty of room for improvement. What's being done there?
We're out to bid for landscape companies, which means that contract will be redone in order to probably be a little more specific on what's expected, in what period of time, and at what cost. I believe there was six proposals, so the landscape committee is going through those now. They'll get it down to two or three, which then the board will interview, and then we'll be picking a new landscape contractor. Might be the same one, but the contract, the details in the contract could be more clear as to what's expected for how much money in what period of time. Example, there is a difference between weeding an area every week, every 2 weeks, every month, and those have different costs associated with them. So now we're looking at exactly what's expected.
Okay. The next thing, and you put out a mailer on this. You're considering a pool cooler for the summer. Tell us about that.
Very simple. Just like you have a pool heater for the wintertime, you now have a device that will cool the water in the summer. So in the summer, the water can get up 92, 94, 95 degrees. So many times people go, that's too warm. We'd rather have it cooler. So we put out a survey, this is the way you do it. You find out from everybody, what do you want?
Right.
So the device isn't free. The device will cost about $15,000. It's a one-time install. Yes, we will every 5 years have to replace that device. That will be part of our reserves after that. And for those 2 or 3 months, our utility bill goes up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the question really becomes, one, do you swim in the summer? Two, do you want the water cooler? And three, are you willing to pay a little bit for that? Because there is an increase in cost.
Yeah.
Naturally, because of cost, everybody who lives in this complex gets to vote. Because naturally, there are some people who might not ever use a pool, but they're going to go, I don't want to pay the increased cost.
Mm-hmm.
The utility bill would be quite small, because it would only be for 2-3 months.
Yeah.
On a year-round basis, it would be pretty small.
Yeah. Well, the hotels in the area have installed these, and I know that more and more of the new residents are full-time residents. So it would seem mm-hmm. to be an idea whose time has come.
Could be, but I'm going to go with that survey that's out is a big deal. So if you have an opinion, there's a survey online in our HOA website. Fill it out. That could drive this decision all by itself. If 70% of these residents come back and say, no, we don't want it, that's going to be hard to go up against.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Okay. And finally, there's a lot of improvements that are going to be done around the community in the next few months. Would you please talk about them?
Yeah, we have, first is starting May, right now we're on target, May 1, there's going to be doing the Montecito refurbishment, which will be the whole lobby, all carpet, lighting, wallpaper, paint, So all of that's going to be redone. Furniture. So that's coming up. That'll start May 1. We did that May 1 specifically, so low season, fewer people to interrupt. We also have the tennis courts, pickleball courts 5 and 6 at the Santa Rosa are going to be resurfaced. That'll start in April. So that's on the docket to be done. And then we also have out to bid the security contract. We have out to bid for law firms. So all the committees now are going to be pretty busy. You got landscaping doing one. You got the safety committee doing security. You got the FAC dealing with law firms. And then it'll all come to fruition when all the recommendations come to board as to who we hire. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has opinions on any of that, just email the board. All those comments will be coming in and be disseminated.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and being interviewed again. And for the audience, if you enjoyed this, please share it with your friend. And until next time, bye-bye.